11 suspected Somali pirates who were flown to the United States yesterday are expected to stand trial in alleged attacks on U.S. naval vessels off of Africa. The suspects were due to appear in court today in Norfolk, Virginia, for indictment. The 11 have been held on U.S. ships for weeks off Somalia's pirate-infested coast as officials work to determine whether and where they could be prosecuted. The transfer of the case to a U.S. court comes amid discussions of a special international piracy court because some countries will not take action against suspected pirates who are turned over to them. Meanwhile, aid groups are reporting a rise in cases of severe malnutrition in young Somali children. The ICRC spokesperson for Somalia, Nicole Engelbrecht, told us more.
The situation in Somalia remains very precarious, and what we've seen in recent weeks is that the levels of malnutrition and the numbers of malnutrition have significantly risen among children up to the age of 5. And this data was collected by the Somali Red Crescent in the clinics they manage across southern and central Somalia. We have seen, for example, that these clinics identified 150 severely malnourished children in February, and by April, the number had gone up to 315. So this is definitely very preoccupying, and of course, the protracted fighting keeps people from going about their natural activities of actually engaging in trading and so on, because the lack of security confines them to certain areas. And many of them are displaced, either staying in camps or with host families, and have to share then the meager resources of these residents.